For NPR comes from the Gynecologic Cancer Foundation, advising women when faced with ovarian, cervical, or uterine cancer to see a gynecologic oncologist.
Well, we have some weather to deal with around the area, and the National Weather Service has a flash flood watch remaining in effect for most of our severe weather coverage area. The northernmost counties of Livingston, Ford, and Iroquois are part of a flash flood warning in effect till 4:30 for much of northern Illinois. Widespread flooding reported across much of that area within the past 24 hours. As a matter of fact, in Chicago, they say yesterday was the rainiest day in recorded history, with at least 6.63 inches recorded at O'Hare International Airport, where the main road into the facility was closed for an hour because of high water. So far in this year's election campaign, immigration reform has taken a backseat to other issues like the war in Iraq and the economy, but several political action committees, or PACs, on both sides of the immigration issue are trying to put it back in the spotlight. And a new Chicago-based group called Immigration PAC is providing financial backing for pro-immigration candidates in tight congressional races. The PAC, whose supporters include Illinois Congressman Luis Gutierrez, has endorsed three Democrats, one in New Mexico and the others in suburban Chicago. One of its founders is pastor named Jose Cruz.
Our strategy is twofold: invest in swing races, so races which are incredibly close, and then also invest where one candidate is pro-earned pathway and the other one is not.
The PAC has raised more than $28,000. Meanwhile, pro-enforcement supporters are also busy raising money. William Gein of the Americans for Legal Immigration says his PAC will be endorsing candidates who back enforcement of current immigration laws. Well, let's look at the weather advisories in effect. A flash flood watch for most of our severe weather coverage area through this evening. And all but Vermilion, Clark, and Edgar counties are under a flood warning with runoff from another 2 to 3 inches of rain likely to cause high water in low-lying and flood-prone areas today. Livingston and parts of Ford and Iroquois counties are under a flash flood warning until 4:30 this afternoon. With heavy rain, 69 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:06.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Texas and Louisiana have been declared major disaster areas after the powerful Hurricane Ike slammed into the Gulf Coast yesterday morning. Thousands of homes are flooded, and large areas remain underwater, including the city of Galveston. Millions of customers in the two states are without electricity. Officials say it may be weeks before power is restored. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Jesus Valdez and his oldest son shovel fallen leaves and branches strewn around their South Houston home. The whole Valdez family took the advice of Houston officials, hunkered down, and rode out the storm as Ike roared through the city.
And next time, if they say stay, I'm not going to stay. Forget about it.
Valdez says the family huddled together through the storm and prayed as hard as they could while their home took a beating. Valdez's prized guava tree was uprooted, several windows blew out, and his neighbor's carport flew off, crashing into the power pole behind his house. Hot power lines lie in his backyard.
I don't like this. You know, it's terrible. Terrible, I tell you this.
While Valdez wishes he had evacuated, Angela Garcia says she's glad her family and their three chihuahuas stayed put, despite receiving orders to leave.
When you live here all your life, you know what to expect. We've been through it before, so, you know, just, okay, well, another hurricane. We'll just do it again.
The Garcias live just blocks from the shores of Galveston Bay in the town of La Porte. Luckily, the storm surge reached just 13 feet, far short of the 25-foot surge predicted. While neighborhoods around La Porte flooded, the Garcias' one-story brick house remained dry. And with a new generator, they say they'll be fine until power comes back on.
We got plenty of food in the freezer. We're pretty good, so we're not worried. It's over now.
It's far from over for Martin Tidswell. Tidswell and his friend Bob Hardquist wore themselves out trying to start his generator with the hand-pulled starter.
Trying to make it run so he can have some air conditioning at home, you know.
I don't need air conditioning. I just need some lights.
Well, that too, yeah.
Hardquist is the